News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. It's about 76 now. It's going to be about 88 later on today. Joining us by phone, as he typically does on a Monday at this time, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm actually going to be out next couple days. I'm going to be in D.C. for I'm up for a national award for National Association of Broadcasters. We'll see. Fingers crossed. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, fantastic. But congratulations.
Well, I haven't flown in a long time. So I'm literally asking my friends, like, how long ahead do I need to be? You know, just like it's totally unfamiliar territory. I used to fly all the time when I was a kid and as a young adult, but now I haven't done it in a while. So, you know, that's just a little bit on my mind. Over the weekend, anything that we don't already know about?
Over the weekend, we've had a few more of these vehicle burglaries over in the Baghdad area this weekend. About three or four vehicles and actually some open garages were burglarized. Mm-hmm. You know, again, the suspects entered into unlocked cars and open garages, crimes of opportunity. So we've actually come up with a program here to kind of combat some of this.
Okay.
And it's called locking your doors. We have found that when people lock their doors to their cars,
you got me.
Reese,
too. Both of us were like, what's the program? What's the program? You're killing me. You got us both. So, okay, one more time with this innovative program that the all of the new research is showing works. What is it again?
Lock your doors.
Interesting.
It's
all right. Is there anywhere it's been tried?
Keeping burglars out. I'm sorry?
Is there anywhere it's been tried?
Oh, it's been tried by numerous people here in Santa Rosa County. typically the ones that don't have their stuff stolen have locked their doors.
There is a strong statistical correlation between locking your doors and not getting your stuff stolen. Okay. All right. You heard it here first on News Radio. So well done. it's so true, though, right? It's just the garage is open.
You know, it really is. And several years ago, my son left his bicycle out in the front yard. And, you know, I told him all the time, you know, put your bike up. And we were the victims of a theft. His bike was out, and somebody came along and thought, well, look, I'd sure like to have that bicycle. And he had his bicycle stolen. So, and I know how frustrating it is because if you do it every single day, that one day that you forget may be the day they're checking your door handles. So, you know, every night before I go to bed, that's one of the last things I do. I make sure my cars are locked. I make sure my garage is closed. And, you know, that's kind of a system I have in place. And since the time my bicycle's been stolen, I haven't had that problem again.
And you know, I'll tell you, look, I don't think you can be too militant about this, especially if you've got a firearm. And I know you'll amen this, but, like, you know, I often talk about my wife and I, we go biking. And when I'm loading up the car, okay, I've got the car pulled out of the garage, it's in the driveway, and I got the bike rack on, and I got the bikes on the car, and I'm putting my backpack in there. And if I put my gun in, you know, the car, okay, if I'm going back into the garage, the car gets locked. Like, if I'm going mm-hmm. 20 feet, you know what I mean? Like, that's because I don't, right. They're never want to take that chance. And, you know, so I'm 100% with, that's hilarious, they'll lock your car. It works pretty well. What time of day do thieves hit?
Right now we're seeing overnight. But you can be the victim of a burglary anytime during the day. Home burglaries during the day are not as rare as people would like to think because most people are out of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average burglar they don't want any resistance. They don't want any, contact with people. They want they want the path of least resistance. And the path of least resistance is an empty home or an unlocked car. That's just the easiest for them. You know, they're not looking to work for it. They just want to take it.
You guys also had, I think, an incident involving somebody trying to smuggle some contraband into one of the state prisons, right?
We sure did. Last week, our deputies responded to the Blackwater Correctional Facility here in East Milton after their staff caught a visitor trying to smuggle some narcotics into the prison. When our deputies arrived, they made contact with a female subject who had arrived to go visit someone. And on her person, the corrections officer found almost 100 grams of cocaine, 150 hydrocodone pills, some Suboxone strips, So she was charged with trafficking in cocaine and smuggling contraband into prison and a couple of counts of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription.
Wow. Well, I guess now she gets to be on the other side of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right. And I think I heard you guys also had your deputies. It might not be the biggest profile, but it does give us a sense of the things that you have to deal with. Did I hear right that y'all had to deal with some rabid raccoons?
We sure did. You know, in the south end of the county over the weekend, we had two or three instances where deputies made contact with some raccoons that were exhibiting some odd behavior. In two cases, they were actually able to observe the animal and confirm that their behavior and appearance was consistent with being rabid.
Wow.
So unfortunately, you know, those animals had to be euthanized. But that's a real good reminder, folks. You know, we all, when we see injured animals or sick animals, our first response is to kind of get out and help them. But, you know, be careful when you're dealing with animals, particularly if their behavior is odd or in any way just inconsistent with what you'd expect it to be, because a hurt or sick animal could be dangerous.
Oh, that's a great reminder. And sure, you don't want to be, you certainly don't want to get a bite from somebody, some animal that you don't know about, you know, because they got to treat it like it is, even if they're not sure. Shane Tucker, he's the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.